To stay on top in business, stay on top of your technology with the new Business Desk podcast, The Business of Tech. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
Heather, does that mean that that person comes out of jail immediately? Because 18 months from June 2020 is pretty much now. That's from David. Yeah, I'd say so. Actually, there is more to the story, by the way, because you might want to know what he actually did and then decide for yourself whether you want this guy running around and about causing trouble. Also, by the way, I'll tell you about that in a tick. By the way, if you are wondering how on earth to figure out which the best supermarket is to go and buy your groceries from, there is an app for this now that's going to be launched. So we'll run you through those details before this hour is out. 18 past five. Now, the country's biggest street festival is back on the cards next year. COVID derailed Cuba Dupa this year. So with 2 years worth of planning behind them, the festival in March in Wellington is set to thrill thousands. The director is Drew James and with us now. Hi, Drew.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. So if you guys have been building up to this for 2 years, is it going to be a real fizzer?
Oh, look, it's going to be fantastic. We had, you know, a couple of years of cancellation. So 2020 and 2021 was absolutely huge. We had great audiences and it was really well received by people kind of coming out of that COVID situation. And then, of course, we had to cancel again in 2021. But, 2022 is just looking bigger and bigger. It's going to be fantastic.
How big does it get for you guys, Drew?
Well, I mean, there are 28 stages and zones so throughout the kind of Cuba Street precinct. So, the site itself is quite significant, within a kind of urban Wellington environment and in that wonderful Cuba Street precinct. But we have up to 1,000 artists involved in this festival, 500 or so different performances or kind of activations over that time. So, yeah, it's pretty big.
Is there, because my impression of Cuba Dupa is it's a little fringe, like it's quite alternative stuff going on. Is there stuff there for mainstream people who just want to listen to, I don't know, the Black Seeds?
Well, you see, mainstream and fringe is different for different people. So what
it's subjective.
And so what we try and do is give something for everyone, really. So there's work that is great for families. There's just lots of colour and sounds and, has all of the senses going at the same time. There's the street feast, which is all of the restaurants and the bars and the cafes coming out onto the street. So, the idea is kind of being able to discover something new as well. So it's a great journey of discovery for people, Cuba Dupa. It gives people that may not have, ever seen opera before kind of stumble across it in the street, for example, or they see a piece of street theatre that really would not exist unless it was part of Cuba Dupa. So it's really about kind of keeping people surprised and excited.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
The World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.